I just had a fun thought. Without words is the title of the sermon. Maybe I should just say, Happy Father's Day and sit down. You're all looking at me like he's not going to do it, though, is he? Maybe we need to hear a couple words, and I'd like to share some things out of my personal history, some true stories. Growing up, you know, we go through life, we don't really think about it, and things happen to us. And then we look back and realize how momentous those things were. So I'm going to share a couple of those, but before I do, I want to make sure that we face one of the common knowledge things of the people of Jesus' time, and that one of those was that the sins of the father are visited upon the children, even unto the third and fourth generation. The priests and the teachers would teach them that if something was happening bad, that if you had not sinned, then someone in your ancestry had. That was the reason for all of these things. Jesus was with a young man who was struggling, and the people said, Lord, who sinned, this young man or his parents? And Jesus unpacked it. He said, neither. Neither this man nor his parents sinned. So good and bad happen. And we acknowledge those. We can just pause with that and be present with that. And with that, I have to tell you a story. This is before I was in ministry. I was a pewster, like you all are. Pew-sitter, pewster, okay. And sitting in the pews, we volunteered to assist with the youth group. There was a handful of us, and we volunteered. And we had a pretty good youth group, and things were pretty active. One day, things had slowed down, and the adults who were leading the youth group were gathered together. And one was a young one, maybe in her 20s. And she said, I have a question. She says, I'm a little worried. She said, I went on a date last night. And immediately my anticipation level went, oh, Lord, we're talking about dating to a 20-something year old. But she said, we went on a date and he was a really nice guy and I really liked him. So I hit him. Now, like you, I was stunned. I thought for a moment it was a joke, but then I didn't react and she was serious. Growing up, that's how she had been taught. Her father was abusive and told her that this was his expression of love. And she had learned that on a cognitive level at some level. And so this young man, when she liked him, she was having a good time. And everything was going well. She wanted to express that. And she hit him. Over the period of the conversation, we tried to unpack that. And she was confused why. He kind of made his way out shortly thereafter. He didn't stick around. She said, I had a feeling that it was not exactly the right thing to have been doing right at that moment. But her father had taught her that. Now, the good news is that she was a member of the church. She had joined the church. She was out of her father's influence. She was in a survivor group for people who were abused. And she was learning that those new behaviors, and that she knew something was amiss in this relationship. But I have thought about that ever since that moment and thought how incredibly tragic, how incredibly difficult, how incredibly stunned and confused that young man. But the other side of that is the grace of the recognition of what was going on, her ability to be amongst a group of peers that could help her through that, and God's love that was helping her through that. The Holy Spirit was speaking to her, and that's why she had started coming to church. She was aware of some of those behaviors and didn't see them in all of the culture around her. And so the reality of learning and the fatherly figure who was leading in the wrong direction and the father who was leading in the direction of love and peace. But as I contemplate the reality of what happened, it put another question in my mind. And Many of us in here have been parents or have been mentors to young persons. Have we somehow done something inappropriate, taught, modeled, alluded some behavior that has misguided someone? Have we been the perfect models? Are we perfect? I'll ask that question. Are we perfect? Are we moving on to perfection? Didn't say it with as much gusto as I'd like to hear, but I believe you. And we're all in that same boat. We're moving on. We're trying. As a parent, I have made mistakes. I have feet of clay. And I can vividly remember the number of times that I've done something and then thought later, that was the wrong thing. But there is grace in that. The recognition, this was an error. This is not the way to do it. I won't do that again. I will live and learn. I will apologize for what I did wrong. And we will grow. Now, you might have been expecting a florid, happy, joyous sermon about Father's Day. And indeed, this is that, but with the caveats of realizing that we are human beings and our fathering is imperfect. Whether we are men or women, there are women doing fathering as well. And we ask, we say grace to you and peace and thank you and God bless you. But this parenting business, it is not an easy walk. It is not a simple and straightforward path. Stumbling occurs. Sometimes we do things that are not what we would wish we had done. But good fathers recognize those errors. Good fathers confess those mistakes. Good fathers are not afraid to apologize. And in doing so, good fathers are able to mend their relationship to God, the Lord Almighty. Because ultimately, that's the journey that has to be made. Now, I'm going to tell you the other second true story, and this one not quite as difficult to hear. I was living in Fort Morgan. It's an hour and a half that way. Yeah, that way. My brother lived in Houston. It was about 6 hours that way. Nope, that way. Houston? My dad lived in Grand Junction. 4 hours that way. We decided to get together. It was a summer day where we're going to meet at the museum downtown. And we had to move some child seats. We had, you know, when you have baby seats and then your children are no longer babies. And you have these car seats and they're expensive. So you pass them around the family. We were going to do some of that. And we had some other things that had to be shifted between our three cars. And I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting. All this driving, all coming together at the right time in the right place. This confluence, I was apprehensive. But we got to the museum, and you know, it was a blessing. We pull up, and there are three parking spaces right in front. It was great. I pulled into one. I saw my dad. He was right behind me. He pulled in the one behind me. I thought, this is perfect. And I looked around, and there was my brother coming in. Oh, man, God is good. About that time, another guy pulled into that other parking place. And this fella pulled in, and I looked and I thought, there's no place for my brother to park. And so I trotted up and I said, excuse me. I said, we're trying to connect, three of us, because we're trying to hold this spot. The guy jumped out and he said, I don't see any reserve signs anywhere here. It looks to me like a free country. And he went off about it. I was steamed. You could have baked an egg on my forehead, I'll tell you what. Now, I didn't engage him directly, but fortunately, while he was doing this, he'd gotten out of his car. He just walked off, went into the museum. He was happy to have gotten that front seat, didn't really care. I thought, what an inconsiderate so-and-so. What? And I turned around to my dad to start saying some of that. And my dad said, the parking lot over there has got a lot of space. Why don't we just move right over to those slots over there? And I said, that guy, and Dad didn't even really pay much attention. To this day, I don't know if he didn't acknowledge the guy because it didn't matter. And that's true. It didn't matter what this guy was doing, what he was about, where he was. It didn't matter. Or whether he was making a conscious effort to just say, sometimes you run into gravel. Sometimes things get rough and you get your knees skinned and you just go on. I never got a chance to ask him before he passed. But that lesson has been an incredible lesson for me. Now, he didn't stop and say, now, son, you know, you're in the ministry, you know that Jesus is the King of Peace. You know that Jesus says, I am peace, I will bring my peace upon you. Isn't that what the scripture said this morning? Didn't Neo read that? My peace I bring to you. He didn't quote me that. Now, you have to understand, my dad was a preacher's kid. His dad was a Presbyterian minister. Dad did not go into the ministry. He was a mining engineer, but that's another aside. Dad knew those scriptures. But without words, Dad taught me an incredible lesson. He preached the word to me, didn't he? He shared the love of Christ and the peace. And that proverb, Mike read it. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. It was that model. He did it and he showed it graphically. I like the other one that Mike read, the one about what does a young man do what, and then the beauty of old men is their gray hair. Come on, guys with gray hair, we can all, you know, Nalo, you're getting it there. It's beginning. So these are who we are as Christians, and these are the models for who we are. Not all of our parents were perfect. Not all of the things that my dad did were perfect. He acknowledged those. I never had to confront him because I knew that in his heart he was doing the best he could, that he was the best model for me. He was part of the reason I ended up in ministry. So I give thanks to my father. I was fortunate. Not all people were. I told you about the girl in the youth group. She was not as fortunate. But all of us can pause and reflect back on those who have gone before. And I hope that we can give thanks. And as we are about being parents, and we might be a little apprehensive, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing this right? Am I going to do something wrong? Am I going to make a mistake? If we can remember what Christ told us, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. And we've got to hear that. And we've got to hear that over again. This is not the worldly peace or anything that the world gives or models. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. May we be men and women who are parents that are children of the one great Father. And may we honor fathers.